In this bulletin, major childcare reforms coming into effect today, the latest from Mexico's presidential election, and Russia claims victory over Spain in the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the government's reforms to childcare subsidies will benefit low and middle income earners. Under the changes, households with an annual income of just under $187,000 will no longer face a cap on the rebate paid each year. But both parents must be working, studying, volunteering or searching for work at least 8 hours a fortnight to be eligible. Mr Turnbull says around 1 million families will benefit from the changes.
It is a much fairer a childcare subsidy system, and it is one that is targeted to benefit those on lower incomes and middle incomes and those that are participating.
Turning overseas now, and left-wing candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador is heading for a clear victory in Mexico's presidential election. Official projections give him more than 53% of the vote, more than double that of his closest rival. Speaking at a news conference, Mr. López Obrador said tackling corruption would be his number one priority.
La corrupción no es un fenómeno cultural.
Corruption is not a cultural phenomenon, but the result of a decadent political regime. We are absolutely convinced that this evil is the main cause of social and economic inequality, and also that corruption is to blame for the violence in our country.
US President Donald Trump has congratulated Mr. López Obrador on becoming the next president of Mexico. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said he looked forward to working with him and there was much to be done to benefit both the US and Mexico. Federal Attorney General Christian Porter has justified his decision to approve the prosecution of a former spy and his lawyer. Bernard Collaroy and his client, known as Witness K, have been charged for exposing a secret Australian operation to eavesdrop on East Timor during a dispute over maritime oil and gas rights in 2004. Mr. Porter says he received clear legal advice.
People will take their own views, but what I've been privy to is the independent advice of the Commonwealth Director of Public Prosecutions, which was very detailed, very thorough. In matters of this type, there's a requirement to have the consent of the Attorney General, but the decision to prosecute was an independent decision.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie says it's an insane development.
The fact that the government back in 2004 would be happy for the Australian Secret Intelligence Service to bug the parliamentary offices of the young East Timor government so that we would have a big head start when it came to negotiating the Timor Gap, that was completely improper and in fact illegal back in 2004. For the government then to think it's okay to go after the whistleblower who revealed this terrible act and his lawyer just in recent days, that is dreadful in itself as well.
Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has called on Independent Senator David Lionhelm to resign over crude comments he made about her private life. In Parliament last week, Senator Lionhelm told Senator Hanson-Young to stop shagging men. He's since repeated the comments on television. Speaking to Sky News, Federal Cabinet Minister Simon Birmingham says the senator should realise what he said was wrong.
It's certainly not the way that I conduct my politics. I don't believe that type of commentary has any real place in decent, fair public policy. I would expect that apologies would be the appropriate order of the day and that, frankly, people ought to be a little bigger and better than that.
Russian football fans have poured into the streets of Moscow to celebrate their nation's unexpected victory over Spain in the World Cup that sent the 2010 winners home. Waving flags and chanting Russia, fans hugged each other and cheered for their side's upset win before breaking into an impromptu singing of Russia's national anthem. Host Russia was the lowest ranked team to start the tournament and not given a chance to beat Spain, but did 4-3 on penalties, thanks to two saves by its goalkeeper. Moscow resident Maria says Russians believed in their team when others didn't.
It's unforgettable emotions. We believed in a victory and we won. Just unforgettable emotions.
Russia advances to the quarterfinals where it will meet with Croatia. And our look at tomorrow's weather: showers for Perth and 19, partly cloudy in Adelaide 17, in Melbourne also cloudy in 14, in Hobart much the same 15 degrees, in Canberra mostly sunny and 14, similar conditions for Wollongong and Sydney 18 degrees, also fine weather for Newcastle and 19, in Brisbane mostly sunny and 23, in Cairns a possible shower 27 degrees, and for Darwin fine weather there 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, this is SBS News. We'll be right back.